What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind Insurance Show. This is our second show, and we're very excited today. We have a very special guest with us, Ms. Annie Lloyd, who has been through the tragedy of losing her home. But first, I wanted to talk about last week's show and kind of do a recap. Again, I'm Mark Moore. I'm here with my wife, Kathy.
And I'm Kathy Moore.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. So today's show will be Overcoming from a Total Loss. Again, we're Mark and Kathy Moore. We're independent insurance agents here in the local community. And so last week, Kathy, we talked about is your house adequately covered in the event of a total loss? So go ahead and recap some of the things that we had mentioned last week.
We talked about replacement costs, actual cash value, and market value. We also talked about how we could calculate the rebuilding cost of your home. And we talked about the replacement cost for homes to build in today's market has gone out of the roof.
Yes. What you build for a house today is not what it was this time last year. And so we're trying to make an awareness for people to know that, you know, your house value has been really going up. And today's market is a really overheated market. People are moving to our area. People love being here in the mountains. And, you know, my wife's from Florida. I married a Florida girl. And so a lot of people we deal with are from Florida or from Atlanta and are moving up to the mountains. And in this particular time in history with COVID, people we're seeing are wanting to get out of the cities, out of the, you know, populated areas and come to our area. And, you know, we're very happy to have them come here. A lot of great people are moving here. I married somebody from Florida, came up. So anyway, let's talk about one thing we mentioned about last week is, you know, you need to contact your agent, and I guarantee you they will be glad to do a current replacement cost estimate for your house. Kathy mentioned that last week. Talk about, you know, kind of rehash about what you have to do, you know, when you have to do a replacement cost estimator.
Well, we take that information, we pull property cards or an appraisal, or get the information from you or your realtor regarding the square footage. And, of course, all the different things that you have in your house, like how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, do you have a deck, do you have a porch, do you have outbuildings, do you have a basement? You know, these different things are really important to determine so we can value the house properly.
Yes. Now, one thing we mentioned last week is some people are just scared to call their insurance agent. They're going to say, oh, gosh, if I call my agent, they're just going to charge me more money. And what we said last week is if you do increase the value in your home, it really isn't going to be a sticker shock.
No, it's not.
You know, it will cost more money. Now, perhaps you might have a way to offset that by having a higher deductible, which will be another topic for another time. But, you know, I asked one of our employees this morning, okay, what would it cost if you increased this house by $50,000? It's about $100. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to discount the $100 is a lot of money. I mean, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, if you've got $50,000 more coverage, then that's going to be worth it at the time of a loss.
Right, absolutely. You know, most important thing is most people's biggest asset is their home. And so we want to make sure that it's insured properly. That's our job, to make sure that you are properly insured. And that's our goal in being an agent for you.
Yes. So, you know, we mentioned, you know, your home being your largest asset for most people. You know, there's really no emotions in just having maybe money in the bank or investment. I guess you have security or whatever. But when we talk about somebody's home, I mean, it's also could be one of your largest physical emotional assets. I mean, obviously, you can never replace loss of life or your family members, but
for
people own, though, it's also your place of refuge. I mean, a lot of people, they go in there and they spend time on their home. They paint, they decorate, they've had holidays there. It's more than just an asset for people. I mean, it's you're physically invested, but you're also emotionally invested when you've got all your stuff.
It's your refuge.
It is. And so I want to talk about, you know, what it's like to have a total loss. And I'll tell you right now that, you know, me and my wife, Kathy, have two wonderful kids. And so I've never had a baby. And I'm not going to be able to relate to that because I'm a man. And frankly, a man can never do it. You know, a woman is made to do this, and a man would never be able to do it. So even before you have the baby, you know, you can't really relate to that. And so even, and Kathy will tell you, right, Kathy?
Yes.
So, yes. So anyway, when we are around people that have been through a tragedy, or people had a total fire loss, we can sympathize with them, but just to be honest, and, you know, thank God we've not had a total loss personally, but I don't believe you can ever be prepared for what that's going to be like at that moment
absolutely,
in time.
Absolutely.
And so Kathy's, we'll introduce Miss Annie here. I think most people in Clay County, if not all, know Miss Annie. She's one of the most beloved people in Clay County, and she's been there for many years, and Ms. Annie sung at our wedding.
She did.
So talk about Ms. Annie, Kathy.
Well, Ms. Annie Lloyd is a special person to us, and we love her dearly. She has sang at our wedding, as Mark had just said, and we got to know her because she's one of our customers.
And I knew her growing up as a kid. I mean, yes, I've always known Ms. Annie.
She actually had a total fire loss in February 22nd of 2018. And we, of course, wanted to bring her on the show to explain to people about the process and what she went through. I think it's important that people understand that this is something that actually happens, and we want you to make sure you're prepared for that.
So we're going to talk about some of the things that we talked about last week, the replacement cost, the actual cash value, how this played into a loss. And, you know, just having to go through this whole process is going to illustrate what it is like. I mean, we can tell you what it's like, but, you know, to actually experience this is a totally different thing. So as an agent, and I guarantee there's a lot of good agents out there, and they would love to hear from you about, you know, am I insured properly? Do I have enough coverage? When I first heard about the fire, the responsibility of this as an agent weighs on you.
Yes.
Correct,
yes.
Kathy? Because we are responsible as much as we can be for making sure somebody's getting put back in place. And when anybody's important, but when you've got somebody that sang at your wedding, that's a personal friend, your hope is things going to go great? Will this claim be settled properly? Will they be happy with our service? So you're worried about that as an agent, correct?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just a very trying time for us. And fortunately with Ms. Annie, things went well. Annie, when you first found out about the fire, where were you? Describe the process or what happened where you were at.
Well, we had been to Murphy, and we was coming from Walmart. And just as we got in the curb coming to my house, all these fire trucks and police cars, lights flashing, you know. What in the world going on? And then I get a little closer in the curve, and I look. It's my house.
Oh, boy.
I'm seeing my house in flames, which is devastating. It just took my breath away. I mean, you know, what am I going to do? I mean, you know, where am I supposed to go? You know, I just took off running, but one of the fire guards called me, and he said, Miss Annie, we know this is your house, but we can't let you go. So, but, you know, it's devastating.
You know, just the shock of that. And, you know, Kathy and I have been with people who have experienced this, and a lot of times they've got that glazed look in their eye. They're in complete shock, and I'm sure you were at that point.
Yes.
And a lot of people depend on Ms. Annie. You know, Ms. Annie is the glue in her family. Ms. Annie has been through hard times and persevered. Ms. Annie has people that she supports, and now her house is on fire. So, when we get back from the break, we're going to have some more conversations with Ms. Annie, and we're going to talk about some of the how the claim was structured. So we will be back on Peace of Mind Insurance.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Okay, welcome back to the show. I'm Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
And our very special guest, Miss Annie Lloyd. I'm the self-proclaimed insurance nerd who studied risk management insurance in college. Today, we're talking about overcoming from a total loss. We've already talked about last week's show, and we have Ms. Annie here talking about that moment in time where you drive up, you see ambulances and fire trucks, and oh my gosh, my house is on fire. It's my house. So she's lived through that moment. I do want to give a special shout out to Brian Anderson and the Clay County Fire and Rescue Squad. I mean, I know, Ms. Annie, they were probably really good to you at that time, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
We have a wonderful voluntary fire department in Clay County. It's awesome. Just some of the best people I'd ever deal with are the volunteer fire organization, just a wonderful people. And so they were there to help you out the fire. And so what did you do that night? Because it was like 7 o'clock when you came home. Well, where did you go or what did you do?
Well, we just hung around there. I mean, you know, I'd sit there and watch my house burn. I mean, you know, they brought one of the chairs off the porch for me to sit in because I didn't have anywhere to go. But then, the shelter people, they came out and, you know, because we've lost everything, they came out and made sure that we had money to go and buy stuff that we needed for that night. And then we had made sure that we had somewhere to go to stay that night. And the state trooper,
Well, that's okay, Ms. Annie. I mean, it's an emotional time. And, you know, I want to thank Ms. Annie for coming on here and talking about this because this is a very personal, emotional thing. And, you know, Ms. Annie even lost her dog in the fire. I mean, it was just really sad. But I can tell you as an agent, when I heard about it, you know, you're like, oh, my gosh, Ms. Annie's house is burned. And talking about the responsibility of knowing that we have got to do a good job for this lady because, you know, we did it for any of our customers, but oh, my gosh, this is a terrible time now. And Ms. Annie's house was an older house, so we had talked about the guaranteed rebuilding endorsement. We talked about having additional limits of insurance. In Ms. Annie's situation at the time, we couldn't get those endorsements because the house was older. So I knew that she was going to be stuck with her limit of insurance that she had when the house burned. And I had a fear go through me that, oh my gosh, I hope this policy is not what's called an actual cash value policy. And you know, to my great delight, it was not. And I do want to give Stuart Nichols some kudos here that works for us. He had secured Ms. Annie a policy with replacement costs because this house here was kind of on the bubble. And Kathy will tell you, correct, sometimes you just can't get the replacement cost.
Right. There's some carriers that just because of the age of the home or condition of the home, they will not give us replacement costs. And so we do go to bat for our customers trying to get that for them with a carrier because that's really important, especially in this type of situation.
So at that moment in time, Ms. Annie doesn't know that. You know, she doesn't know how it's going to work. What's the process going to be? And like I said before, we did have the replacement costs. But that's not what you got up front, was it, Ms. Annie?
No.
So I've got the copy of the loss here notice from the insurance company, and I'm going to read what it says. Let's let Kathy read what it says there from the insurance company.
It says, please note that the building damage is paid at actual cash value until repairs have been completed. To make a claim to recovered depreciation, please submit proof of repair of the damaged property with photos and receipts documenting the actual loss. Cost. So
what that's saying is we ain't paying you replacement cost. And
Until you replace it.
And, you know, if Ms. Annie had an actual cash value policy, in this case here, she would have had to come up with almost $40,000 because that would cost to rebuild her house. And not everybody's got $40,000 just laying around.
That's right.
That's a lot of money. I mean, $20 is still a lot of money to me.
Yes.
So anyway, Ms. Annie, you know, was paid the replacement or the actual cash value up front. I have a very good friend in Hazel named Ty White Builder, and I was like, I know who needs to help Ms. Annie. And I know that he did a good job for you.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Wonderful
and,
job.
And Ty said, that's the best Lee I've ever worked for, you know. So she was just so appreciative. And, you know, Ty got right out there. And I guess the first thing, the debris had to be removed because it was a total loss.
Yes.
And in the house, Annie, you probably had some things there that maybe, I know you lost your dog, but you probably had some things in there that you couldn't replace, no matter what insurance did, correct?
Right, yeah. Right, yes.
So what kind of things, I understand the fire department had helped you maybe retrieve some stuff.
Yeah, they took my pictures down off the wall for me, and I thought that was awesome, because you can't replace pictures.
No.
That's right.
So, but, you know, it's what it is, but, you know, you still had to help getting stuff. And that was the main thing for me for my pictures, because pictures of me and my husband and kids, you can't replace them.
No, you can't replace that. And it says insurance, you know, we try to replace what you can, but some things you just can't.
Yeah.
And, I think that was very thoughtful with the fire department. It had the presence of mind to go in there safely and get those pictures retrieved for you in the event of a fire.
Yes.
That's a wonderful thing. Now, the insurance policy, you know, it's going to pay, you'll insure your house for a certain amount, and then you've got other coverages there. You know, you have your contents of your house. Then one thing that people don't think about until you have a fire, and Kathy will tell you this as well, you know, your loss of use. I mean, Ms. Annie, at that moment in time, was thinking, where am I going to go?
What?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it's just not easy sometimes finding a place to go.
No.
Because, you know, as people know, if you're trying to rent a house today, where are you going to go? I mean, it's very limited.
Yes.
And fortunately, is things working out the way we're supposed to, you know, having the fire department there with the Clay County Fire and Rescue to help you. And then you had the shelter. People came out to help you.
Shiloh Baptist Church.
Then, you know, having Ty White, the builder, to help you.
Right.
And I knew of one of my good friends that started actually Clay Insurance with Gene Moore, was Sam Beck, and I knew he had a rental place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I've made the connection there for you and Mr. Sam for you have a place to live.
Right,
so how did that work out? Where did you?
It worked good. I mean, that was the last place I moved. We stayed at before we moved back home. And Sam and Reba was awful good to me. And then, where was I going to get the money for that? But the insurance covered that.
That's right. And so what you do, the typical homeowner's policy will pay you 20% of what your house is insured for what's called loss of use. Now, some companies are doing unlimited now. But, you know, if you have your house insured for $100,000, you got $20,000 of loss of use. So the insurance policy is going to also pay for to have you a place to go. And I can't remember, did the Hinton Center help you some too?
Yes, the Hinton Center.
Okay, so I called
shout out
to Dr. Jackie up there at Hinton Center. Mm-hmm. They had initially helped you until we found the house that Sam Beck had for rent or for that was available.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a bit about, you know, getting off the insurance subject here to some extent, but the community just really rallied around you, Miss Annie.
Yes, one for the community. You know, I always said, it's just like I told in my testimony at church. You know, I knew I was liked in Clay County, but I didn't know I was loved like out.
Well,
I mean, that people just reached out, and you know, it makes you, what am I supposed to say? Except thank you. But you know, you want to do more than that. But I love them. I love everybody in Clay County, whether they love me or not. So
well, they do, Annie.
Everyone loves you, Annie.
And, you know, it's, you know, bad things happen to good people. Mm-hmm. So after we had Todd come out, he had a home plan he was able to use. And we'll talk about this in another show, but, you know, choosing a builder, how do you go about that? What kind of coverage do you need? So we wrote Annie a builder's risk insurance policy that would cover her in the time the house is being rebuilt. How long did it take from the fire to you getting back into your house?
From February.
February till August. So it was about 7 months there.
Yeah, so I moved back in the second week of August.
Yeah, so that was a really good moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes as an insurance agent, you don't really get to see your shuffling papers, you're working on a computer, you don't really get to see the fruits of your labor. But to go in there and see Ms. Annie's new house, and she's
it's
set up there.
It's a really nice house.
It was great. So where you are today, Miss Annie, I know we're going to be out of time here in a couple minutes, but I would say after everything's said and done, you're back to where you were.
A little bit better.
Yeah, a little bit better. Yeah, yes. I know you got an extra bedroom, I believe, out of this new house.
Yes, I have an extra bathroom.
And she's got just a fantastic house, a little bigger kitchen. Yeah. And the process really, really was a positive one. And so I'm very thankful and blessed that the process played through. Everything worked.
Thank you, Mark.
Because
you saw me through it.
Yes.
All to the end. Yeah. Thank you.
I really appreciate you. And thank you for coming on the show today.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, speaking about something like this, a tragedy takes a lot of, digging up memories of things. So I believe we're out of time now. And this has been Mark and Kathy Moore with Peace of Mind. And our most honored guest today, Miss Annie Lloyd. And we love you, Annie. We thank you for your loyalty to our agency, and we look forward to next week to having another show. And thank you so much.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.